Andre Viljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the stories that were published in Gateway News this week. Kairos Network, an association of Dutch Reformed Church members and groups who believe the General Synod no longer upholds the Word of God, has announced a plan of action to radically reform the denomination from within, rather than to break away. Dr. Anton Knutze, chairman of the network, told Gateway News that four regional synods, which are meeting soon and in coming months, will be giving priority attention to Church Order Article 37, a clause in the Church's constitution, which they hope will open the door for like-minded groups to separate themselves from the General Synod and unite as a new independent synod. Meanwhile, he said, Kairos Network has decided to forge ahead with a plan to create an informal family grouping that will bring together members, congregations, rings, and synods who uphold Scripture. He said they have also resolved to come up with recommendations on alternative theological training and mentoring programs, as they believe that unbiblical theological training in the Dutch Reformed Church has become a serious problem. The leadership of the DRC, through the church's news publication Kerkborde, says it does not wish to comment through the media on Kairos Network's statements. In other news, Apologetic South Africa will be hosting their first ever conference for women on March the 4th and 5th at Engier Oosterlich in Pretoria. In a question to moms, the conference organizers ask, can you answer your seven-year-old when she asks you, if God made everything, who made God? Women have such an important role to play in sharing the gospel, and many Christian moms realize that there is a need for deeper and more applicable answers that they can include in their discipleship of their children. This conference aims to introduce women to their significant role in society and to provide them with some answers and arguments by discussing various trending topics like loving God with our minds, understanding gender fluidity, understanding the spiritual battles in ideas, and more. In international news, we have a report on the Christians driving the Ottawa trucker convoy. In a story posted this week, days before Canadian police started arresting protesters in the capital, the National Review reported that as more protesters flocked to Ottawa to join truckers in protest against Canada's pandemic restrictions, the movement has taken on an explicitly Christian tone. You can read these stories and more online at gatewaynews.co.za, or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.